All right, let's start the Gemara in Hey Amud Aleph. Who wants to read? Over there. All right. So similar to the case we started in Dalar and Beis, this time it's lower than 10 tefachim. Yeah. Yeah. A bit of a question though. What? This is impossible. Right? You hear it? Okay. The question is, can he still hear over there? Question. No.
Yes. Even if it's down here, so there's nothing to do with the interaction.
Nothing to do with the interaction. What?
Nothing to do with your son. You're a good guy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the question, metzias wise, what does it mean that it's pachos me'asar? What's pachos me'asar tefachim? What is pachos me'asar tefachim? That's a good assumption, right? I mean, well, what did we say before? Hey, gavol me'asar mama. Walls are korah.
Isn't the normal assumption that the korah is going to be on top of the walls?
Is that the normal assumption?
Yeah, I thought that's wrong. So then both of them are talking about the walls or the court. There's an error. It'd be the same thing.
What about the first Rashi in the Mishnah? Mavoi Shehu Gavoa. What about the first Rashi in the Mishnah? Mavoi Shehu Gavoa. Shehinicho es hakora lemala me'asar mama. It's mashma from Rashi. It's just talking about the korah. He doesn't say vehinicho es hakora lemala me'asar mama. I don't know. Is that a good deer?
Also over here, he says that the issue is
making it. All right. I mean, plain shot is it's just talking about the korah. That's the plain shot. Right, otherwise, it's a much more complex case. Plain shot is just discussing the Hechsher of the shear of the korah itself. So Rashi's learning that. So the Gemara's saying that what? That if the korah, so then it would mean that there are walls. I mean, it's a big question. It's a big question. It would mean that there are walls of 10, but the korah is lower than that. So I don't know why Gemara doesn't just say lift it up, put it up higher. It'd be a much simpler solution. To bring it lower? You could have asked that too. But that's, yeah.
But it's not a question.
It's not a question? Okay. Yeah.
Why are you saying it's more complex if the walls are...
Because then you have to make... Then you're also dealing with turning the whole area into Rosh Hashanah also. This way the area is really Rosh Hashanah. It has three good walls. Right? Now you just have to have a korah on the... now you need a korah on this mavoi. Right? We'll see. It's not going to be so simple either way you're going to go. So now you're just trying to figure out, on three good walls, you need a korah. But the korah has to be higher than 10 tefachim. So this korah is not higher than 10 tefachim. So what do you do?
So Rav Yosef Amar, De'ar Ba'ah.
Right.
Amar De'ar
Ba'ah. Right.
Lema, but Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, come with me.
So 1 second. So let's take Rashi.
Rav Yosef.
So how come over there, when it was too high, all he needed was a tefach? Right? The hasam di isi ledofen. Yeah, what does this mean? You had the dofen. Okay. You had the dofen. Vilim uti kaasi. Yeah, but what if you learned over there that it was Mishum Hecker? Right? What does he mean you had the dofen? Is he talking about the korah? Talking about the dofen of the korah? Saying the korah was a dofen? And you just had to reduce it? So what does he mean you just need a hecker? It's a funny lesson. I thought it was more than a hecker over there, that tefach. That tefach is really... well, it depends on how you learn. I mean, there are three possibilities of that tefach. right? Either what? Either the tefach was to make it a mechita nikeres, right? Or what? Right, or it was just Mishum Hecker. Or it was Mishum Hecker. For Rav Yosef, it was the one Tefach Svara. It was either a Svara of making it a Mechisa Nikeres or Mishum Hecker. And you can be Mishtamish Tachas HaKor, so the Hecker you have. Right? No, I'm sorry, the other way. It was for the... you can be Mishtamish Tachas HaKor, correct. So the Hecker is for B'nai Rishas Rabban. Right? What Mechisa? Mishum Hecker, what do you mean, what Mechitza? What do you mean, it's a dofen? Yeah, but, now, if you hold this Mishum Hecker, so what wall are we talking about? I mean, Rashi says, Mishum Hecker means what? Hecker Balma. Right? Right? It has nothing to do with the chudo achitz and the chudo apnimi. So what does he mean over here? You have a dofen. What does he mean over there? You had a dofen. And all you needed was what? To be memayit. Go ahead. So therefore, one tefach was enough. It's hecker ba'alma. Which dofen? But over here, you don't have a dofen. Here, you're making it into a dofen. Here, you're making it into a dofen. So whether it's Rav Yosef or Abaye, everybody's going to be on the same page here. Everybody's going to agree that you need to make this dofen function for a shir hechsher orach mavoi shalim. So then it's just going to be machlokas. What is the shir of the orach mavoi shalim? That's the machlokas. Yeah, and the Rashi later on also says that what chilas mavoi. You're going to be chokak. The hashta kaosi l'shavye mavoi. Making the whole thing into a mavoi. That sounds like it wasn't a mavoi before. No? Sounds like it didn't have any walls. I'll tell you my opinion on this. Anybody have an opinion on this? Yeah, first?
Isn't he responding?
Yeah, you should take a look at the other Rishonim. I think the other Rishonim, you have the Rashi and the Ritva. I think they seem in the Meiri. Don't they seem to be learning that the problem is the whole Mavoi is a problem? Seems to be like this. Maybe we can try to take it. Have to posit one thing over here. The Korah is definitely lower than 10 Tefachim, right, Rafi? The Korah is definitely lower than 10 Tefachim. There's no question about it. But maybe Rashi is saying that the place of the Korah is Koveya, the dofen, the sheer dofen of the Mavoi. Now, as you don't consider what's above the Korah as the dofen of the Mavoi. Because the Korah is really the roof. No matter what the tam of Korah is, structurally, it's breaking off. It's structurally considered the roof. So that's the second floor. It's not the dofen of this. So when he says dofen, he means to say the dofen that the korah is being koveya. And that's what he's saying over there. That when you say lamala me'asrim ama, all you need at the knisa is to say. He's saying I'm. We're weaving. Kav l'kav, okay? Sometimes it's a shaky structure when you do that. But we have to build on an assumption, okay? It means like this, that the Knisa, that the Korah, is going to function to be Koveya, the sheer Dofen too. So he's saying over there, when it's Lamala Me'esrim, all you need is a Heker Ba'alma to say, this is the real shear of this Mavoy. When he's saying it's the Heker Ba'alma, Sagi, he doesn't mean the Heker of the Heker. Right? He means the Heker of saying what the sheer dofen of this Mavoy is. Because all you need over there is to be Mema'et, you just need to say in the beginning that, let's think about this. To be Mema'et is different than to be Mosef, he's saying. Saying when you had a higher dofen, so now you just need to be Mema'et.
What is dofen?
Dofen is referring to the dofen that the Korah is the generic dofen of the Mavoy.
The generic dofen
of the Mavoy. No, it's the Korah is joining two defanos of the Mavoy. In other words, over there you had a dofen, right? The only thing is the dofen of the Mavoy can't be higher than 20. Right. See, I'm trying to say over here is that Rashi is sort of somewhat unifying Korah and Dofen, Korah and Mavoy. Mavoy shehu gavoa. What does it mean, Mavoy shehu gavoa? It means because wherever you place the Korah, that's considered the top of the Mavoy. Right. Wherever you place the Korah, that's considered the top of the Mavoy. And that's why Chalal Tanan makes a lot of sense. Right. Because the shear of your mavoy is going to be kavua by the bottom of your korah, like the Rambam says, the karka of the karkos of the korah, the bottom of the korah is the shear of your mavoy.
What does Rambam say?
That's just the way he describes it. He calls it the bottom of the korah. You know. So gavoa me'esr mama or a pachos me'asar tfachim. Right, it means to say that the Korah is situated in a way that gives a shear of your Mavoy, either a shear higher than Esrim or a shear lower than 10. Yeah. So he's saying like this. Now he's saying a Dofen, though, a Dofen is a structural component of Mavoy. Right? Lamalim Esrim does not make it not a Dofen. Right? The only thing is that there's a psul of lamala masrim. That the Korah won't be matir, the mavoy that's lamala masrim. So all you need to do is to define koveya in one spot what the shear of this mavoy is. But if the Korah is now creating defanos of less than 10 tfachim, then you're removing the whole shame mavoy. That's Mosef is Gorea. Without the Korah, you would have had a mavoy. Korah is being social to the shame mavoy. Because now it's being Kovea defanos less than 10 tfachim. So one second. So this mavoy has mechitzos but doesn't have defanos. Could solve the whole problem. Because mechitzos go by the mamish, by the substance. Definitely has mechitzos. But the defanos of the mavoy doesn't have. I think we can probably take a little more research. We could do like a lazy scholarly. Now is the chilek between mavoy and mechitza. Right, the difference between dofen and mechitza.
He's saying he's using dofen here because he's referring to the structure, part of the structure. Yeah.
Right, mechitza is just separation. Dofen is part of a structure. So it has mechitzos, but it doesn't have the mavoy. Doesn't have defanos. I mean, the Echronim have trouble with this Rashi because it sounds like Rashi's learning Mishum Mechitza. Right? That's what I saw in the Sefer I have. What is it called? Today a year. Right? He says this is a difficult Rashi because it sounds like he's learning according to the Lishna Kama. That's Mishum Machitza, because the second all the other answers hold that the one Tafach is Mishum Hekera. So the Astra say no, Heker also needs Heker Machitzas. I mean, you could go that way, but it seems to me that this is good.
Are we letting Heker on the side?
Didn't we say you need to come to the back of Machitza? You need some sort of Machitza even for the Heker side.
But I also said it could just be a Korah. First, you tried to get me not to retract it, but I wouldn't. I said there were three possibilities. Isn't there a possibility that there's also just three possibilities? Roof, Pesach, or Mechitza.
Right, we just said that because of the Rashi being a dofin.
Said it sounded like from this Rashi that it's dofin.
How can you learn how to Dhamma? Why don't you just put a sign that says...
No, it has to be some structure. But we said there are three choices in terms of structure. Mechitza, Pesach, and Roof. Pesach has a limitation, but Mechitza and Roof don't.
So we're still taking that.
Yeah. We'll take it as long as we can. We have to see. Chesam and Beis Gadol. You saw the Gemara with the knots.
You mean Alma Kasavar?
No, it sounds like they're holding you could have it. The first sheet just holds you could have the Korah outside of the Moed. And then only Rava says, no, it has to be part of the structure, it sounds like. But okay. Anyhow. Yeah, what's the? Oh, how am I learning? It's Heker Ba'alma.
Yeah.
That's not so easy. It's not so easy.
Anyway, so it's not a problem.
I'm saying like this. He's saying that the shear of the mavoi is going to be koveya by the korah.
Right.
The shear defanos on mavoi is koveya by the korah. Okay. But now he's saying there's a difference. If you have defanos and you just have to bring it into the shear of mavoi, you really have defanos. We have to bring it into the shear hechsher mavoi, which is Mata Me'esrim, that all that requires is a heker. But when it's Lamata Me'asara, you don't even have Defanos. That's different. He's making a chilik between, let's say, qualifying the Dofen and creating the Dofen. When you have the Dofen, you just need to give it the quality of Esrim. So one spot underneath it will say, this is essentially the shear of this. Then the Korah itself can... Then the Korah can what? Be koveya the shear in one tefach because it's a heker ba'alma. All you need is to give it the quality at one spot. But over here, you're making a dofen, and it has to be a dofen for the whole. You have to have a dofen that goes the whole shear. How's the lashon there? Bo'inan dilischazi haidofen l'shir hechsher orach mavoi. Not easy anyway. Learn, but I'm saying haidofen means. Listen, if you want to say that the best way I could learn is like this: that he's saying it's not that the korah is a dofen, but the space of the korah is koveya in that area of the dofen, a dofen. On the sides. It's koveya what the dofen is of this mechitza. Whatever the height from the karka to the korah, that's the dofen of this mechitza, of this mavoi. That's the sheer dofen of this mavoi. Now you need that dofen, as kavua by the korah, to relate to an orech of a mavoi kasha. Because the question you could ask is like this. You could ask a question and say like this. You could say, what do you need to have the dofen? I think this is what Sam was asking me the other day. What do you need the dofen to go for the whole hechsher mavoi? Why can't you just have enough to bring down a dofen? Right? Because if all you need is that the korah be a dofen, so why does it have to be a dofen for the whole mechitza, for the whole mavoi? Right? Just have it be a dofen in one spot of the mavoi.
Where was our indication on that?
Four amos. Because according to the other sheet, you need four amos. Right? But nobody else four amos. Four amos is not the shear of a dofen. It's not like Rashi said, Manda Omar Arbor, Kosover Korah, Hamateris, B'movei Time, Mishum Mechitza. Now you just have to bring it down. It was over there he was talking about that it's not, if you hold that the Korah is Yorid Vesosim as a Machitza, then you just have to bring it down. Once it's down, it's good. This Mavoi has to have a Machitza, that's all you need. Right? Doesn't mean that it has to be, doesn't mean that it has to be able to be brought down for the whole sheer Orach Mavoi. It just has to be brought down. Right? Even four Tvachim will bring it down. Even though the Mavoi is much longer than four Tvachim. Right? But how come over here it has to come down for the whole Dalet Amos? Right? Just say, look, who cares how long the Mavoi is? Who cares how long the Shir Orach Mavoi is? You have it behind you. But all you need to do now is to have a Machitz in the beginning of this Mavoi. Right? But if you say that it's really in terms of the dofen of the whole Mavoi, and it's really cutting across the whole Mavoi and saying that the whole Mavoi doesn't have the dofen, then that's why you need the Orach Mavoi, because you need to make the whole thing into a Mavoi. You understand? Over there you had the Mavoi. You just needed a kasher mechitz in front of the Mavoi. Right? But over here, if you're going to say the placement of the Korah is koveya, the height of the dofen of the whole Mavoi, right, then just to dig it out in the beginning is not going to help you. Because the Korah is still going to cut across, and wherever it is higher is going to have a shorter wall. Right. Right. What I like about it is it's bringing together the Mavoi and the Korah, which is the way it's always treated. It's always treated as one. The Mavoi and the Korah. When you say how high is the Mavoi, it's going to be by how high the Korah is. And you're being mamai to the Mavoi. Mavoi shehu gavoa, yima'et, right? Yima'et. Okay. So let's say that they're arguing about Rav Ami and Rav Asi agree, right? It's not a machlokas of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Rav Ami and Rav Asi hold that what? That if you have a mavoi shenifrats mitzido kalpe rosho, so what does it mean? It's nifrats mitzido kalpe rosho. What does that mean? Okay, so the mavoi has a long side, right? It has a long way. The two parallel walls are the long way, right? So one of those walls broke through. Now where? Where on the wall? Kalpe Rosho. Close to the Korah and inward. Samach l'Korah himena v'livnim. So if you have what? Pas Dalid, the Rashi says, if there remains of the Kosel, or you build a pas, I mean like a plank, right, a board, that's Dalid Tfachim, where the Pirtza is, close to the Korah, then what? Matir B'Pirtza Ad Eser. Then the Pirtza can be 10 Tfachim big, 10 Amos long. Okay, so if you have 4 Tfachim from the Korah and inward, right, if you have 4 Tfachim left of the wall from the Korah and inward, then the rest of the Pirtza can be 10 Amos long. No? That's a standard, by the way, just in general. Standard. The, You can't have a pirsa bigger than 10 to 10 amos. That's like the biggest, that's the standard size of a break in a wall that will still be considered like a Pesach. And so that's, remember we mentioned that, that's the mission later on. That that as long as you have, you don't need you don't need walls the whole way around, right? Because every wall has a door, right? So there can be breaks that are considered, that will be considered the doors, the doorways, entrances, I should say. So up to 10 amos is the is a break that will still qualify as an entrance. Okay, so over here you have what? You have four tvachim from the korah v'lifnim, and then you can have a break that's 10 amos long. Why? The cave and the yesh hechsher. Oh, interesting, Rashi. Because since you have four tefachim from the entrance, since you have four tefachim from the beginning of the mavoi, right? So now you have a hechsher orach mavoi min hakorah ad hapirtza. So the space from the korah to the pirtza is a qualified entity of korah, of mavoi. It's a small little area. It's an area that qualifies as mavoi. Okay, go ahead. So what does that do for you? Lo botel le toras pesach mikamoi. What does that mean? So the definition of pesach is not removed from what? What's mikamoi? From the original. From the original pesach. In other words, mikamoi means the original opening. The original opening of the mavoi still retains toras pesach. No, you'll see, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference. It makes a difference for everybody. Go ahead. Ubemilsei koi. Go ahead. It's a very interesting rashi, you know, right? He's defining it over here. Bemilsei koi. What's milsei? Milsei koi means it's still a Pesach, right? And now its kora will be matya.
How does
Milsekai literally translate? It stays in its thing. Now it's not considered to be shame. Pesach is not removed. It's not considered no longer a Pesach. It still is a Pesach. It remains a Pesach. The entrance.
The
entrance. The breach can't be the Milsekai. It's a new thing.
So when we say a low blood to like first Pesach, we're talking about the entrance. Right?
The entrance, correct. Why? Because a korah must be where? On an entrance. The korah must be on the entrance to the mavoi.
What if you say if you place a korah, let's say a long mavoi, you place it a couple on the top of it? Is that okay?
That's fine, yeah. It doesn't have to be at the head. Wherever you place it, that will be the Pesach. That's a good right, what I'm saying also.
Right.
So...
Well, not if you hold the pizza option. Even if you hold
we'll see, we'll see. The Gemara gets into that by the question. Okay, anyway. So in other words, the Korah has to be at the Pesach of the Mavoi. Right? So... You might not know what's bothering Rashi, but he's saying, therefore, that opening, the original opening, has to retain its shame Pesach. Okay? Now, as long as the wall from the opening inward still has the shear of a mavoi, then the original opening has not changed. It still is the Pesach of a mavoi. Okay, it can't be a Pesach to nothing, right? It has to be a Pesach of a Mavoi. So you need for the wall to retain the sheer Mavoi. Okay? So as long as the as long as you still have pas dalid from the entrance in, then you can have a break 10 amos behind it. Why? Because nothing's changed. You still have the orach mavoi min hakora ad hapirtza. So therefore, the korah, the entrance is still the is still considered the Pesach, and you have a korah on top of the Pesach. Now, what about the pirtza? Good. So then the pirtza just was considered the big door. There's nothing wrong. In other words, nothing has changed in this mavoi. Nothing has changed. You started out with a mavoi, right? And now all you have is a mavoi with a pesach in it, on the side, big deal. Right? But your original knisa still has a sheer mavoi, and therefore still retains a shame in pesach. Okay? We have to get all the facts. You'll see, you'll see. We'll get it clear as we get a little further. Go ahead. What was bothering you is what the alternative is. You're thinking about the alternative. There's no machlokas here.
If the mavoi was 20 amos long, it's now still a mavoi 20 amos long.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Inami. Shebaki b'nei mavoi.
Okay, this is an inam you got to read the right way.
Shebaki b'nei mavoi.
Shavki.
Shavki?
Yeah, Shavki.
Shavki b'nei mavoi. Pischa kama. V'nafku v'aili.
Lazy guys. This is an interesting Rashi. So he's saying like this. Inam, he says, even if... This Inam is not an or. Says it's even if the B'nai Mavoi would abandon the original Pesach and they would start making the side door the main door. Right? Why would they do that? Because it's a shortcut for them. Turns out to be shorter. The Pirtza makes it shorter. Right? To get to whatever. To get to the Rosh Hashanah, they can cut through the Pirtza. Nonetheless, it would not remove the din of Pesach and Korah from the first one. Why? Because it's a Pesach with Dalet Smuchim Lo. And since Dalet is the shear of what? The proper length of a for a Korah, because it has the extra Mavoi in it. So it doesn't matter the practice. The practice won't change. That's what Rashi was saying. That it's not. That's the problem that we're worried about. That maybe everybody will start using the side entrance, and the original entrance of the mavoi will become will fall out of use. Right, and if that happens, if it were to remove the shame pesach from the original opening, then your korah would be in the wrong spot. You would never korah on the pesach of this mavoi. So he's saying no. He's saying, since it retained the proper shear of the mavoi, the minimal shear of mavoi on that side wall, it still has the shame, pesach, and korah. Let's get this, the other side. It's hard to see. It's hard to get the whole picture until you see the other side. Go ahead. But if it didn't have four, then what? Vim lav. So then you need the break to be less than three. Then matir
tikkun hamavoi es hamavoi.
Only if the pirtz is less than three will the tikkun hamavoi be matir the mavoi. The tikkun hamavoi is the korah, right? Why? Because that's like lava.
The income pizza.
Right. That's less than three is nothing. Less than three is considered a solid wall. How do you pass through a solid wall? That's a good question. But less than three is a solid wall. Right? But let's say the pas is not dalid, right? And the pirtza is not less than three. It's three. Then you lose your korah. Why? So it's interesting. It's not like an automatic thing, right? It's possible. Why? Because now we're worried that people are going to abandon the original entrance, right? And they're going to start taking the shortcut. They're going to go through the pirtza. And then what will happen? Then the original Pesach will be bottle. It won't have a Shem Pesach anymore. And the Korah will be bottle. And there will be a Mavi without a Korah. Go ahead. Okay, that's a question of that's later on Sugya. I think it's on Yud. About leaving the leaving one Pesach and using another Pesach, but that's what he's saying I'm going to prove from the case of so what does Rami or Rashi hold? We have to really try to work this out. It's not so simple. There's a lot going on in this Rashi, right? But the facts are like this: that if you have a mavoi that has a pirtza in it, one of the walls gets a breach. So then it depends how much of the wall is left by the Korah. Right? Min HaKorah V'lefnim. So, yeah. So it's like this. If you have the shear of a Mavoi left, then the original Shem, Pesach, and Korah is never removed. Even if people use the other door. Okay? So as long as the original Shem Pesach is never removed, and the original Korah is never removed, then it's just the question of how big a pirtza has a Shem Pesach. But there's nothing wrong with having a big Pesach on the side of your Mavoi. No, that's not intrinsically a problem. No, nothing wrong intrinsically having a Pesach on the side of your Mavoi. The problem is losing the Shem Pesach at the Knesa, because then the Korah is invalid. That's the only problem. So he's saying, as long as you have a shear Dalid, which is the minimal, which is the shear of a Mavoi, then the original Pesach, we have to define this. I mean, we have to understand how this works. The original Pesach is still considered to be good, even though it's not used anymore. But if you had less than that shear, then any Shem Pesach is going to be mevatel the original Pesach. If you have less than four tefachim, so then it's also not automatic. That's interesting what Rashi is saying. It's not an automatic psul. Logically, it's not automatic, right? It's the problem is now that you don't have the orech of a kosher Mavoi relating to the original Pesach, now the Shem Pesach is going to be totally on usage. Which is going to be the Pesach of the Mavoi will be totally on usage. And if people start taking the shortcut, the original Pesach will lose the Shem Pesach. And if the original Pesach loses the Shem Pesach, then you lost your Korah and all things are good. So it comes out that what? That if you have the shear of an Orach Mavoi, then you'll never lose the Pesach on the original Shem Pesach. And if there's no Orach Mavoi, then the original Pesach will be lost if people use the other Pesach. Now, somehow this proves that what? That the shear. But the problem is like this. The problem is, why don't you say it's like a little Pesach? How does the Korah in the beginning matter the entire orach of the mavoi, even when you have pas dalid? So okay, so you'll say like this, you say now you have like a little mavoi before the pirtza, you have your own little mavoi. How is that even possible? It's not so clear because where's your third wall? But somehow you have like, why don't you say you have like a little mavoi, but from the pirtza that should be a new mavoi that should require its own korah. How is it still all one big korah? I'm going to take a look. I think the Rashba and the Ritva asked that question. Take a look. I'll, we'll pick it up tomorrow.